Hello to all the listeners out there and welcome to a new episode of Talang's Investor Relations Podcast. I am very pleased to welcome as my guests today two colleagues from Warta in Poland, Jakub Polnik and Rafał Stankiewicz. Thanks to both of you for taking the time to be here with me virtually. Before we start, may I ask you guys to introduce yourself?
Hi, Sheila. It's great to be with you. We are here in our new office of Warta in Warsaw. My name is Rafał Stankiewicz. I'm the board member responsible for claims and operations in Warta.
Hello, my name is Jakub Polnik. I'm the project manager of the self-service project. I'm from the claims strategy departments and sending all the greetings to you guys from Poland.
Thanks to both of you for being here and being my guest today.
Our pleasure.
Today's episode is about digitalization, but before we start with this topic, and for those listeners who don't know Warta yet, what exactly does Warta do?
Warta is the second largest Polish insurance group. We have a long history because Warta was established 101 years ago. Last year we celebrated 100th anniversary. Since 2012, we are part of Talang's group, and second major shareholder is Meiji Yasuda. We are general insurers, so we operate both life and non-life and personal lines and commercial lines. Some figures, we last year we had 6.2 billion Polish zloty of gross written premium, and we handled 500,000 claims last year. That's Warta, in brief.
Just like the group, Warta is working very intensively on the topic of digitalization. Why do you think digitalization is an essential topic that is important for the success of insurers?
Here in Warta, we work very intensively on business projects. So we don't work on digitalization or sales, but we work on projects which need to have business purpose. Cost reduction, increase of income, customer satisfaction. We always look at the real practical goal of the project. Digitalization help us a lot to achieve those business goals. And whenever we can, we use digital tools, and we are very eager to use new technology. We have several examples of this. I think one of the most spectacular from our perspective is we 4 years ago started to use robotic process automation. Right now we have 82 robots working in different areas, from claims handling, back office operations, HR, and they do the job of 150 people. So it's really a substantial help to our process organization.
Warta has now initiated a process automation software called Camunda for the processing of claims. Where did this idea come from? What exactly does the software do? And what is the advantage?
First of all, as Rafał said, we always start with the business requirements. And the same was here with Camunda. The needs was to automate the operations that currently was done manually by the people, by the employees. And we want to help them. We want to automate these operations that are sometimes very simple, but needs to be before the project done manually. That's why we started with the business requirements, and the business was the driver to do this project. And we selected the tool because Camunda is just the tool, like the whiteboard. Everything came from the business. We created what type of the rules and the business processes should be implemented inside the tool, inside Camunda, because this is like implementing the human decisions. Inside Camunda, we just put every thing that normally do the people, the normal persons. And with help of this decision engine, this operations currently is done automatically without needs of manual assistance. And to have just briefly talk about the advantages of this solution, we are very flexible because we currently can do many changes inside the Camunda without changes in our main claim center. And because of that, we are faster bringing more and more processes, automations into the life. And we are work in progress. So we started with 38 microprocesses, but still we are want to even add more processes to be automated in the future.
Are there already concrete figures on how many processes have been optimized or saved as a result? Do you already see an effect on your cost ratio?
Kuba probably will elaborate the first part, and then I will tell a little bit more about the cost.
I will start with the numbers that are very important to have a knowledge, because we have right now 38 microprocesses that are automated. So different operations done by people are right now are done automatically with this decision engine. And to give you the feeling what it's all about with these operations, I mean that in every week we send 12,000 of letters automatically to the customers, to the third parties. From the start of this project, right now, we have already sent to the customer portal something like welcome messages in number of 380,000 of these welcome messages was sent automatically. And also we prepared more than 2,500 payments also without any human assist. And this is very difficult because this payments was prepared. So the process is very complex. And that's why we are very proud of preparing this operation automatically, because this is very difficult. And this is very, very optimistic for the future that we are capable of automating such complex processes. Also, it's good to mention that we already have 380,000 of claims where we specified what are the needed documents to be gathered during the claim handling process. And this is just few examples of these numbers, because as I told you, we have automated 38 microprocesses, and I just give you the samples of a few of them.
And what Kuba described is a part of our bigger continuous efforts since 2013 on automation. So to give you the flavor, what does it mean in terms of our efficiency? In 2013, we had like 700 people in claims handling who handled 370,000 claims. Last year, we had 500,000 claims, which was handled by 650 people. So each of these microprocesses are adding to our efficiency, so we can handle growing number of claims because we are growing as an organization in terms of premium, in terms of number of claims, with the same or lower number of people.
Well, looking towards the future, what is the goal with the software?
Our goal, short-term goal for this year, was to implement these 38 microprocesses. But we see potential that within 2 years, we will be able to fully automate simple claims. And let's say our goal is that 50% of simple claims will go through so-called happy path and will be handled automatically without the human intervention. That's our goal for next 2 years.
May I ask, how do you exchange information between the company and the group regarding digitalization? Are there any cross-country or cross-company activities?
Of course, since a few years, we actively participate in best practice labs, different initiatives from this part of organization. Me, myself, started at the early stage of this BPL. So I was active very early, but growing number of people from from Warta is participating in different new initiatives. So of course we exchange know-how. Last year was rather difficult because it's much more effective to meet and discuss it in person, talking about the new ideas than in the virtual reality. But hopefully we will start again to meet physically. And I think Kuba also will tell us something about our bilateral cooperation with colleagues from Mexico.
Yes, exactly, because starting with the BPL, we saw that the colleagues from the HDI Mexico are currently working on the something very similar that we were doing. So also automating operations, but thinking as well about the customer perspective. And we have planned with the support of the BPL as well, extra meeting with the colleagues with the HDI Mexico, and we switched our knowledge. We exchanged the approach and the solutions that we were currently implementing. And sometimes we even go into the details, because this is very important that we didn't stop when we have some detailed questions. We made also additional meetings where we just want to figure it out what you think about this or that. And I must say, personally, it was very productive. Sometimes we saw that different approaches could be made for the same topics. Of course, also there are differences between us because there are different markets. But we figured out that there are many solutions. We also have some struggles how to show the processes for the customer to be more customer friendly. And this was for us a very good platform to exchange these ideas and many solutions. So benefit a lot, both of us, I guess. I figured out that from the colleagues from Mexico should be maybe also good to have these meetings with us.
How do you see insurance processes in 10 years from now? Do you think a complete automation is possible?
I think that automation will go on. Degree of automation of processes will increase substantially. What will be in 10 years? I don't know, because it's a very long perspective. I don't know what will be in the end of next year. But as I mentioned before, we plan to progress with automation. I think that automation will help us a lot, but especially in claims, human touch will be still very important. If you consider, for example, bodily injury claims, I don't think that only machine-handled claim is a good solution when there's some empathy is needed and talk with the customer. So I believe that technology will help us a lot with technical aspects like sending letters, mails, communication, but human also will be very important part of the process.
Thanks to you, Jakob and Rafael, very much for taking the time to talk with me today and for sharing insights with our listeners.
Thank you very much and take care.
To our listeners out there, take care until next time.